the garden, he said, he wore a green suit with an ascot, and I said, beg your pardon, he said.
Well, when we break out that song, you know what?
I just want to dance.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah, I can see it, and we know what's happening.
Now, Susan, Patty can choreograph any song. So if that one needs to be updated, or we keep that and do an updated dance number, I volunteer Patty for it, if
okay,
that's possible.
I will take you up on that recommendation.
Yeah, and I've got a class. My mother has a class of about 20 line dancers that would probably love the opportunity to perform in the opening act.
That could be a real doozy.
Just saying. Shout out to Northside.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's 8:11 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 57 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. And, of course, it's that time of year. Come see me. And it's interesting because a year ago, we were here talking about, what's up with this?
Yes, we were. That's exactly right. We were having a very different conversation last year. But this year, we've got something in store for folks, so we're very excited about that.
Susan Golder is the 2021 festival chair.
That's
is that
fine.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. Well, it's interesting because when you were here last year, you prepare for a lot of things, weather being the big one. And at the time, we got a chuckle that in the information left from year to year, from chairperson to chairperson, it did not include a world pandemic.
It did not.
But now you get to carry that on and pass that torch on to someone else. Hopefully we'll never have to go.
Hopefully we will never have to go back to this playbook that we have written over the last year. But hey, we put it in the history books. We have it.
Well, so you were the chair last year.
Correct. 2020.
And is that typically a two-year stint, or is this unique because of COVID?
This is extremely unique. Just because of COVID, yes, the board asked if I would serve again for 2021. It's a labor of love. I love the festival. I have since a child, so I couldn't say no. Yeah. I was like, absolutely. I want to see it, you know, come to life.
Did you have to come up with all new ideas, or did you get to use the ones that you had created last year?
Good question. So I reinvented the entire festival, flipped it completely upside down to try to fit it into COVID regulations for every single event that we had. That was our first pass at trying to, you know, planning for 2021. And we knew as we kind of went along and learned more information that certainly we would sort of make revisions and those types of things. But, and we certainly made a lot of revisions. So we worked with both state and local agencies. So, certainly, the South Carolina Department of Commerce was a huge resource and a wonderful group to work with. They were extremely helpful in sort of helping guide us based on things that other people were doing in the state and those types of things. So we came up with something that we think is safe for attendees. So it is, as Lucas, I heard you mention this morning, it is a hybrid model. So it is both in-person and virtual.
Well, wonderful.
You've got a great resource right in front of you. Mm-hmm. And you can also find this resource on all the social media channels and the website for Come See Me.
Right.
But let's go through, if we can, the in-person events, and then we'll go through the virtual events.
Sure. Yes. So in-person kicks off on April 16th, which is a Friday, which is a little bit of a change. We typically have our parade on Thursday nights, but this year it'll be on Friday, and that will be a reversed parade. So I'll talk about that in just a second. Explain what that means. I told you I flipped them all on.
You were really serious.
I was, yes. Also, we will have the food truck hop on Saturday the 17th, along with sidewalk chalk and the frog jump at Manchester Meadows, which is a new location. Mm-hmm. And that same day, we will have our cornhole throwdown at Winthrop Farm, which will be on the practice soccer field out in that location. The other in-person events include Saturday, April 24th, the Everything Trucks Parade. And then we will close out the 2021 Fuzz Festival with a drive-in fireworks event, which will be on Saturday, the 24th as well.
So, Susan, with the in-person events, do people need to pre-register? Mm-hmm. and then follow CDC guidelines that we all have been following for the last year?
Yes. Yeah, so for a lot of our events, we are asking folks to pre-register. That's just to sort of give us an opportunity to understand the type of crowd. It also allows us, we've extended the hours of a lot of the events. Mm. So it allows us to fit more people in, but in an extended period of time. So it sort of helps us with crowd control.
Okay. Perfect. Susan Golder is this year's Come See Me Festival Chair. Now we're going to switch to the virtual options.
Yes.
For Come See Me.
So several virtual options for this year. So one, on starting April 17th and all the way through the festival, you'll be able to view Broadway Night, which is one of our favorites. So that will be virtual. Also,
a little bias on that one.
Somebody,
I like that.
Somebody got a little something to do with that.
Lucas McFadden.
Lucas is so humble. He would never tell folks that he is one of my wonderful team leaders for Broadway Night. He and Ashley Lane do an outstanding job with that event, and they've worked really hard this year to make that a virtual event. So grateful for them. Also, we'll have the coloring contest, which is you can upload your application or your coloring sheet to our website, and we will do awards through that as well. The road races will be virtual this year, which is really cool because you don't have to run it on a specific date. So if the weather's bad, you can run it throughout the festival, the days of the festival. We've had a great response from that so far.
Great.
A lot of folks have already registered. So we're really excited about that one as well.
This is great.
Yeah. So let's circle back around.
Nights?
No,
is that what we're going to talk about?
If we can, for the reverse parade.
Yes.
On that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking backwards.
What will it look like? Can the average person be involved? Walk us through this event.
Great question. So, reverse parade. So, the entries or the people in the parade will actually be stationary. So, the parade will take place on Oakland Avenue, starting from Stewart.
My mind
Avenue.
Is blown. Okay, keep talking. I like this.
And it will go, it will end before the bridges. There is some construction there with the bridges right now. So it will end before that, and we will have routes that you can exit. But essentially, folks will, the entries will line up down Oakland, stationary, and folks can drive through the parade so that they stay stationary within their car, within their own family unit.
Okay.
So just a way to try to do the parade to keep folks safe.
That is awesome.
Thanks.
I love this.
Thanks. I can't take credit for the idea. It was a very much a collaborative
a great idea.
Yeah.
Yes, but a great solution to something that we were really worried about. You know, how do we host this in a safe manner?
Boo-ha-ha. We took a very similar approach,
very
and it
true.
Was so successful.
Well received.
People really want to participate, and they don't want to be held back by the fear of COVID. So this is a way to achieve both.
Yes, we hope so. Yeah, Alan was sharing with me the details of Boo-ha-ha and how successful that was. So,
well, I know with this year's festival, safety, as it is every year, is the number one concern, especially this year in a COVID world.
Sure.
Hence why a lot of the events are some in person, some are hybrid. But ultimately, you want to be able to provide a safe opportunity for folks to still enjoy the festival if they want to. And if they're not ready yet to do stuff in person, there's a lot of virtual options as well. But that was a very fine line, I know, in the last year and a half for you all to have to really consider.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a lot of details that we've never had to plan for in the past. Certainly crowd control, how, you know, crowd folks will move about different events, those types of things. So we've tried to put a lot of thought and effort into making sure that folks are safe and feel comfortable at the events.
Well, we appreciate you so much. Susan Golder, of course, Come See Me starting in April 16th.
That's right.